वसुतं देवं
कंसचाणूरमर्दनं
देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे कुलारविन्दायतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया
भारततैलपूर्णा
प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीपः Good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are joining. We have made inroads into the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter is regarded as Sarva Shastra Sara. The essence of all scriptures is contained in this one. Mahabharata is essence of all Vedas are contained in Mahabharata. Mahabharata is also called as Panchama Veda. Panchama Veda, fifth Veda, it's higher than other Vedas, and the essence of Mahabharata is contained in Bhagavad Gita. The 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is regarded as the essence of Bhagavad Gita. So, the cream of all scriptures are contained in the 15th chapter. If you haven't learnt any other chapters, at least memorize this chapter. Memorize the children, they can memorize these ones very easily. They have very sharp memory. Teach this one to your children at home, and thereby they know the essence of all shastras. Mahabharata, Vedavyasa tells stories after stories, make the scripture profound. Even the ordinary person, for Upanishad, if I am reading the Upanishad, text is so heavy, and for ordinary person cannot grasp this one. Vedavyasa has composed Mahabharata such a way that he conveys the messages through many stories. Many stories are built in. What you cannot find in Mahabharata cannot be found anywhere. And what is in Mahabharata alone can be seen everywhere. People, we talk about, you don't know my story. You don't know my problem. You don't know my story. It is easy to say, whatever your story is there, it is there in Mahabharata. You are only repeating. You are not the first one to experience the hardship or whatever incident. It is not the first time. It has already been narrated. Narrated not to say that I am having a toughest time, and nobody has gone through this type of incidents. Whatever is your situation, that situation already been mentioned in Mahabharata. Why we hear? So, by hearing the great people, how they manage the tough time, it gives us a strength also. It gives us a strength to how to manage the challenges in life. In the Vanaparva, in the second Vanaparva, when Pandavas one day Bhima went out, there was a Ajagara story. Ajagara's son, it's Nahusha. Ajagara was Nahusha. Nahusha, great king. Pandavas are from the Nahusha clan, the Puru Vamsha. Nahusha, Yayati, it comes. Nahusha was a great king. Once in the Devaloka, Indra had to fight Vritrasura. He killed him. To atone, he was a Vritrasura, a Rakshasa. To when he killed some, he has to atone for any incidents. There is a repercussion. Even if you do a great thing, like a doctor, he has done a heart surgery, it's a successful operation. But still, as a purification, doctor has to wash his or her hands. So, Indra, after killing Vritrasura, he went to atone, he went to Manasarovar. He went inside the Manasarovar to do tapas, to atone the killing of Vritrasura, to bring a great delight to the devas. He killed and he was there meditating. So, Indra Padavi, Indra's seat became vacant. You cannot keep a seat vacant like a prime minister, without a prime minister. Somebody has to be acting prime minister. So, they requested all devas. Nobody was willing to take that responsibility. Since no one was there, they came to Bhuloka. That great king Nahusha was there. They requested him, "Will you occupy?" He said, "I don't have enough qualification. I don't have enough strength." They said, "We will give you strength." Nahusha said, "How?" They said, "Whoever you look at, you can draw the energy from them. You can suck the energy out of them, so you will become more and more strong." So he agreed. In the Devaloka, whoever the devas were there, rishis were there, by looking at them, he used to suck the energy out of them. So he became powerful. Day by day, he became very powerful. As he became more and more powerful, now he looked at the case history, and Indra's wife, Sachi, also should be my wife, he said. Indra's wife, now I have become an Indra Padavi, I should have his wife. So he sent out the message to Sachi. Sachi, she went to the Deva Guru Brihaspati and told her problem. Brihaspati said, "Not to worry, we will devise a method." He went and told Nahusha to Sachi, "You can, Indra is to go to Sachi's palace in a palanquin carried by Rishi, Sapta Rishis. You also have to go." Then Nahusha said, "Okay." He called all the Sapta Rishis and he asked Sapta Rishis to carry Agatsya, a short one. He was also carrying Agatsya. By looking at, he sucked the energy from all Saptarishis also. They became powerless also. And Agatsya asked him, "Do you believe in the message of Vedas?" He was in a predicament. If he says he believes in Vedas, you can't allow the rishis to carry you. Rishis, you have to respect. If he said he did not believe in Veda, then he was not fit to become in the Indra throne. So, instead of answering, he was kicked this Agatsya. And he said, "Sarpa, Sarpa, move fast, move fast." Inside the jata of Agatsya, Bhrugu was there, Rishi, Bhrugu Rishi. He was not visible to Nahusha. He could not draw the energy from Bhrugu. And inside Bhrugu, the Brahma went and cursed him. "May you become a sarpa." Sarpa means a snake, and fall down. Fall down. "Sarpa, sarpa," you said, "may you become a sarpa." So he pleaded for forgiveness. Pleaded to the Brahma, and Brahma said, "You become a sarpa, be on the earth and you will get a food unasked. You become a python. You will be released if you catch hold of one strong person who won't fight to get released. He is very calm. And if somebody answers your question, then you will get a moksha. Gajendra, this is in Kaliya Mardana, Shri Krishna liberated Kaliya, same story, similar story, Ajagara, python got the moksha. Moksha, so he was on the earth for thousands of years. Bhima went there and he caught hold of Bhima. Bhima, though strong, Bhima, now he wrapped around Bhima. Bhima, what he was doing, he was sucking the extra power he had, where he acquired extra power from others. Bhima started sucking out. We say that ego was curbed. That extra energy, I was so puffed up with my wealth, divine play, I have to made to bite the dust, means extra whatever was there. Bhima slowly siphoned all energy from him, and still then he asked Bhima to answer. Bhima said he won't answer. He won't answer. He is already weak. He said, if you answer, I will release. This person, weak person, is telling this Bhima, I will release. Bhima did not want that one. He is already weak. Then Dharmaraja went out to look out for Bhima. What happened? Bhima did not come. It was dusk and he saw this snake wrapped around Bhima. Then Yudhishthira, Dharmaraja asked Nahusha, this Ajagara, what happened? Ajagara said, I will release your brother if you answer. So, the Yudhishthira said, okay, he will answer. He did not know what Bhima already had sucked the energy. And Ajagara asked the question, who is the Brahmana? Yudhishthira said, Brahmana is the one who has Shama, Dhamma, and Shamo Dhamma, has a calm mind. Dhamma, Indriya Nigraha, Jnana, one who has a knowledge. Not the Brahmana is not just the one, father was a Brahmana, son also is not Brahmana, not that one. Quality of a Brahmana is a knowledge. Calm mind, is control over the senses, knowledge, and Astikya, belief in God. These are the traits of a Brahmana. And Nahusha, that Ajagara asked the question, what happens if person says he is a Brahmana but doesn't have these qualities? Then Dharmaraja, he says, then that person is not a Brahmana. That person is not a Brahmana. He doesn't have a knowledge. He doesn't have astikya, no shama, no control over the limbs, no shama, dhamma, jnana, astikya. That person is not a Brahmana. Then hearing that one, Ajagara was very happy to hear that one. Then Dharmaraja asked, I also have a question. He asked Dharmaraja, then Ajagara said, Dharmaraja said, you have come from heaven. What is the way to the heaven? What is the path to the heaven? Ajagara said, path to heaven, we think we lead a life. We are, most of us, so busy, we treading the path of the lower worlds. The path for the higher world, Ajagara said, one has the dana, then the priyakrit, then third one is satya, fourth one is ahimsa. having these four qualities in life, that person undoubtedly will go to the heavenly region. Heavenly region regard that person as a noble person. One is dhana, very magnanimous. Magnanimous, the give up, the give it, only you can give, only you see yourself everywhere. Presence of God, you can experience the pain of others. You, when you experience, dhana is not a, it's not easy for everyone. Everyone, one who has can give dana. Second is priya, priyakrit, doing good things. The third one is satya. Fourth one is ahimsa. So, Dharmaraja immediately asked the question, what is better? Is the dana is better or satya is better? Telling the truth is better or giving dana is better? He asked the question, ahimsa is better or doing good things better? What is better? Then Ajagara says, do the give a dana, first you should have. If you, only when you have, you can give. Suppose you don't have anything, talking the truth, you need not have to anything, speaking the truth. Truth, you need not have to have the poor person also, pauper also, by talking the truth. Truth, tomorrow we'll talk about that one. That satya is higher than the to give, I need to have. If I don't have, talking the truth is better. And he asked another question, doing the good things better or ahimsa is better? Doing the good things, they say ahimsa means not to do hurt others, that is better than doing good things. If you are hurting and doing the good things, he says not injuring, hurting others is better than, ahimsa is better than the priyakrit. He talks about and the ahimsa, that is why in Mahabharata itself comes, ahimsa paramo dharmaha. Of the four qualities, when you are established in ahimsa, you are established in all dharmas. Mahabharata, that word comes, ahimsa hi paramo dharmaha. Yudhishthira asks more questions. We will hear that one next week. Hearing that one of the all the answers, Ajagara already weak, dead, tired, and he dropped his snake body and he went to heaven in a divine chariot. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Urdhva Moolamadashakam, Ashvattam Prahuravyayam, Chandansi Yasya Parnani, Yastam Vedasa Vedavit, Urdhva Moolamadashakam, always get nourished with higher things in your life. Easily, it is easy to slip down. Life is so challenging, so busy. Everyone says, I am busy, I don't have time. Becoming today in the class also, I told, everyone is busy. Whether you are doing an ordinary job or a CEO job, everyone is busy with the household chores. Everyone is busy with they're looking after their children. Everyone, despite all the busy schedule, connecting yourself to the higher things, that is a mark of a leader. Despite not to squander your life in the name of I'm busy, I don't have time, that is not an excuse. Despite you are so busy, connect yourself to Urdhva Moola. Moola means root. Your roots always turned, always look out for higher possibilities in life. Life, now I am in 20, so busy in Bhajagovindam also talks about Bala Kridati Saktaha, Taruna Saktaha, Taruni Saktaha. And as a child, I'm busy in playing. As a youth, I'm busy in the partner. And Vriddhastava Chinta Saktaha. Old person and youth busy in making money. How to make money? When I'm old, worried about chinta. One worry over the other. Worried about my own health. Worried about my portfolios. Worried about my children. Worried about my grandchildren. Pare brahmani kohi na saktaha. Oh, nobody is interested in higher things. Bhaja Govindam says, everyone is busy and worried. Nobody is interested in the higher things. It is Urdhamula. Urdhamula, Adashakam, Ashwattham, Ashwatta. Tomorrow is not like today. One person, she was telling yesterday, she has many real estate in Mumbai. I think every month, every year, she gets about 1 crore worth of rent. And Melbourne also, real estate, many share market, America, a lot of money. And she's in America. She was saying that husband, everything, put it in his name. Now husband says he won't give any money to her. And even to go to a shopping, she has to plead. Even personal things, even daughter also whinges at her. And husband says, go wherever you want. And she's like a bonded laborer. Bonded laborer, we don't know how situation will. I am so affluent. So affluent, now I have to hold the begging bowl. When you read the Mahabharata story, like Kunti's story, many stories, it gives a moral courage. She was asking, how can she lead? I don't want to take any extreme step. Please guide me. And at the time of crisis, listening to these ones, it gives inspiration for your life. Urdhamulamadashakam ashwattam shwa. Shwa means tomorrow. Tha means as it is. A means tomorrow is not like today. Today you may be so well off. You don't know what is tomorrow. What future holds for you, you don't know. You think you are unstoppable. Avyaya prahur avyayam. Everything is vyaya, is changing. Changeless. Avyaya. Bhagavan's another name is Avyaya. Changeless. Connect to the, not only hold on to the changing things. You yourself is changing. Body is changing. Everything is changing. Not to give your ultimate importance for what is subject to change. Bring your attention to Urdhvamula. Some higher things. Higher things in your life which gives a nourishment to you till the end. Chandansi yasya parnani yastam veda savedavita. Chandansi yasya parnani. Vedas are like leaves. Yastam veda savedavita. Vedas are talking about through various chandansi, various leaves. So many messages are coming. The outer, not to get satisfied only looking at the outer leaves, but connect to the inner message. Vedas talk about karma kanda. It says, if you have that problem, do that homa, this homa. It appears to be talking about desire prompted. Some Satyanarayana puja you do, you get that one. You do that one, kamya karma. Outer message of your Veda appears to be talking about flowery things. Only it's like a business. I treat God as a trading partner. I give him something and he gives me. But it says not to go beyond what appears. The inner, try to understand the inner meaning. Adashchordvam prasatatasya shaka.
Adashchordvam prasatatasya shaka.
Guna pravrdha vishaya pravala. Adascha moolani anusantatani.
Adascha moolani anusantatani.
Karmanu bandhini manushya loke.
Karmanu bandhini manushya loke.
The branches of this tree, Ashwatha tree, our body, body is like Ashwatha. Shri Krishna talks about Ashwatha. It's keep on changing. Your moola enrich your mind. Enrich your mind. In the Ajagara story, I will talk about next week. He talks about the importance of the mind. Always keep it enriched. Our branches are going everywhere. Hands, like when you stand, hands down, limbs are flowing down. But others, the guna pravrda, our gunas, sometimes sattvic guna, sometimes rajasic, tamasic. Adascha moolani anusantatani karmanu bandini, roots everywhere, and our life is full of attachment. Karmanu bandini, we are bonded, we are living as a bonded slaves. One way or the other, we don't want to get out of our comfort zone. Like Satopan, somebody said they want a bed. And like comfort, it's a karmanu bandini manushya loke. Karmanu, we are bandha. We want that routine, we don't want to come out of that one. Something we don't want to come out of the comfort zone. Karmanu bandini manushya loke. Narupamasyeha tato palabhyate.
Narupamasyeha tato palabhyate.
Nanto nachadir nacha sampratishta.
Nanto nachadir nacha sampratishta.
Ashwatta enam suvirudamulam.
Ashwatta enam suvirudamulam.
Asanga shastrena dridena chitva.
Asanga shastrena dridena chitva.
When you are so much connected to the higher roots, nothing is more important. When I am not connected to the highest, everything matters. When I am in pursuit of that one, when I am connected, Shri Krishna, at any cost I want. Like a small baby says, I want only my mother. No lollies, no cake, nothing. I want only that one. That much of intense longing is there. Everything becomes irrelevant. That how we progress in our life, that much of intense longing should be there. Nothing matters. I have to achieve that one. I have to come what may. And Vivekananda, he says, have that type of longing. And he says, dedicate your life for realizing the highest. What happens? Suppose God is not there. He says, after all, one life is lost. But if the even for the Nastikas, he is saying, after all, if you are not successful, the God is not there. Only one life is lost. But when you struggle for that one, strive, when you get that one, you become someone extraordinary. That the Mahabharata also says, one who strives for the higher things never lead an impoverished life. That person experiences abundance in life. No shortage. When you lead a life for me and my family, my wife, always I think I don't have enough. I don't have enough. And one person was saying that both are doctors. He says, I'm a salaried person. I don't have money. I don't have money, getting nearly half a million, still I don't have money. I am, after all, a salaried person. When you think, live for yourself, then always I don't have enough. I think I need more. when I am living for others, always you are happy. You are not worried, you know God will look after. God will look after, you feel abundance in you. Never that person will say, sorry, I can't. That person, abundance, keep on giving. That how it is, whether you are rich or poor, it is in the mind. When I am poor, because I may have so much of salary, but what to do, I am a salaried person. I don't have money. And one king, every day he was going to the temple and asking for, I want more. One saint went to the king to ask some donation. He saw this king every day asking. Then after the prayer, the king asked him, what can I give you? He said, you yourself is a beggar, what can I ask you? I don't want to ask you, you are a beggar. From I don't want to ask another beggar, I will ask the highest. Minimize, always want. And the Dharmaraja says in Mahabharata, the entire wealth of the universe cannot satisfy a greed of one person. The entire wealth of this world cannot satisfy the greed of this person. Katopanishad also, Yama says, Nachiketa, ask anything. Nachiketa wanted to know about the death. What happens? He says, you are a boy, I will give that one, I will give you million gold coins. He says, whatever you give, million gold coins. I will say, it's not enough, I want 10 million. You say you will give 10 million, I will say 100 million. I will put 10 extra. Whatever you give, it won't satisfy me, don't tempt me. I have realized that one, I want only that one. The Yama was so pleased with this 7-year-old person, boy, so keen on the higher knowledge. That the Nachiketa story, maybe when Upanishad class I will talk about that one. That, you see, Asanga Shastrena, you have to draw a line. Enough. I have enough now for others. Asanga detachment. Shastrena, with a weapon, Dride Nachitva, Drida, Sankalpa. Sankalpa, draw a line. Tatapadam tatparimargitavyam.
Tatapadam tatparimargitavyam.
Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha.
Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha.
Yasmin gata, kalpana, gata, not gada. Gada means donkey. Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha.
Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha.
Tameva chadyam purusham prapadye. Yata pravrti prasita purani.
Yata pravrti prasita purani.
Tata padam, when you have put a stop, I know what I want, that's it. And now for others, when I connected up, tata padam, tat parimargitavyam. Tat parimargitavyam, yasmin gata, having sought the root. Nivartanti, one person doesn't get disappointed in life and doesn't fall back into the craving. I want more. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadye. Seek that one where you experience abundance in your life. Where you experience abundance. Prasita purani, that Lord. To seek that one, prasita, everywhere, pura api nava, that the Supreme Lord is most ancient, still always fresh. The divinity root, the root, Bhagavad Gita is 5000 years old, but still very refreshing. Pura api nava, purana means don't tell me the Purana. Purana means outdated. We think Purana means outdated. Purana means old, still very relevant, very current, very fresh. why we get very bored in our life? Because our mind is not very creative. Our thinking habit is very old. We get very bored in our life. In our dance practice, they were talking about tamo guna, rajo guna, sattva guna. Tamo guna, not inspired, very bored. Rajo guna, I am bored, what can I do? I am all over the place. I am very bored, what can I do? Sattvic guna is the one discovering the freshness from within. Mind becomes very creative. These three, tamo guna, outdated. I am not at all very bored. Children asked to do, no, I am bored. Tamo guna. Rajo guna, I don't know what I want. I am all over the place. Like we don't know what we want. We are all over the place. And sattvic guna, discovering the freshness. One who meditates every day remains always fresh. No, not outdated. Purana. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha.
Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha.
Adhyatma nitya vinivritta kamaha.
Adhyatma nitya vinivritta kamaha.
Dvandvair vimukta sukha dukkha sanjnai.
Dvandvair vimukta sukha dukkha sanjnai.
Gachyantya muda padamavya yantat.
Gachyantya muda padamavya yantat.
Gachyanti amuda, the person of the illumined person, padam avyaya yantat, that illumined person, that type of person, avyaya, attains the permanency. Permanency, last week also I talked about our life is a journey. We are all travelers. Seeking, where are you going? I am not satisfied what I am. I want to find a place where, having reached that one, I don't want to search again. I want to reach a place. Having reached there, my journey, culmination of journey. We are all travelers looking for that permanency. What I have, it is not enough. I want something we are continuously looking, having the stability, having reached that one, all my desires are satisfied, no more looking. I am satisfied. I want to, padamavya yantata, we are a traveler, we want to seek that one, having reached there, I have nothing else more to be sought. I want to, everyone is a traveler. We want to, that we called as mukta. Mukta means freed traveler. We are a traveler in search. In search, you have reached that one, you are no more looking. My search is over. I got it. Padamavya yantat nirma namoha, nirma namoha, no moha, no attachment on the trivial things. Jita sanga dosha, I have conquered the trivial attachment to the trivial things. Jita, I have mastered sanga dosha. I am attached to so many things. Life is full of so many attachment. I have mastered. No more things are attached. Whatever you are attached, I may say I am not attached. In the last minute of my life, whatever I am attached, that thought alone comes. Connected to my business, my money, my property, my husband, my wife, my children, grandchildren, only that thought comes. That thought alone comes. Yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajantyante kalevaram. Whatever you have attached, only that one. The last minute. Last minute is a ladder. The soul needs a ladder to travel. Without that thought, soul won't leave. It needs some ladder to get out. People say this person is old, very old, body is, soul is not living. This soul is stuck for 1 year, 6 months, still very old. Family members may be complaining also, and soul is not departing. Why? I am not sure that ladder I haven't got. Without ladder, soul won't leave. I need that ladder. So confused whether I want this one, this one, this one. When we get a ladder, the soul needs a ladder to depart. Without it, gives an example in Upanishad, like a spider, when it is moving one leg here, unless it puts another leg on the ladder, it knows how to go. Without catching hold of that one ladder, like spider won't move, it needs another grip. That your attachment will. So Sri Krishna says, Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha. You not to think of this one, connect to me, I will give you a ladder such a way that you need not have to come back again. I am the ultimate ladder for me. Always that is japa. Why we do the japa? Japa, may my trivial attachment get lost, may I connect to the changeless. Always we do the japa. Japa, when you start doing again and again and again, it becomes spontaneous. Spontaneous japa is called as ajapa. Ajapa, japa means with effort. Ajapa means effortless. In the middle of the night, if I am woken up, still I am doing that japa. Japa is happening, and jitasanga dosha, adhyatma nitya, always thinking the higher possibility. Higher possibility, vinivritta kamaha, vinivritta kamaha, always wanting the no personal desire. Personal desire, God has, the devotee has a full conviction, I have not come with here of my own choice. Somebody sent me. Who has sent me? He knows what I want. Even at the age of 60, I am going standing in a loto queue, lottery. I want more. Vinivritta kamaha. All desires are burnt. All desires, there more, no more desires. In the month before my father passed away, and I took my father to his colleague, ex-colleague, and that person, to that person, my father asked, "Do you still long to cling on to your body?" That person, his colleague, shocked. I never thought about that one. And my father said, "I have no desire, personal desire, everything is satiated. I have no desire to cling on to this body, old body also. Old body that 1 month before, another person, 3 year senior, my father was 82, another 85 year old, neighbor came and showed the paper cutting. "Sir, see, there is a government has announced DA increase. Dearness allowance increased, we'll get more." My father said, "Don't talk to me, I'm not interested in talking about that one." So, doesn't mean at the age, as we are aging, it is still there. I want more. Vinivritta kamaha, dvandvair vimuktaha, feel extremities no longer affects us. Sukadukka sanjnehi, good or bad, doesn't matter. It is, they are the modification of my mind. Tomorrow we'll talk about Hatha Yoga. doesn't matter, having composed that one, the realized person, padamavya yantat, that's soul goes higher. We in a business school, we read about many case studies. Why we have to contemplate on these ones? It gives a lesson for our lives. How I should lead a life? How to depart? How to depart? It says, observe a person, how that person has died. Seeing that one, you know how that person has lived the life. How that person died, see. Seeing that one, you know how that person has led that person's one's life. Padamavya yantat. Natad bhasayate suryo.
Natad bhasayate suryo.
Nashashanko napavakaha.
Nashashanko napavakaha.
Yadgatvana nivartante.
Yadgatvana nivartante.
Taddhama paramam mama.
Taddhama paramam mama.
Natad bhasayate suryo. Whatever brilliant thing is there. For us, a brilliant thing is wealth, money, property, or whatever, all matter. Matter, sun is a matter, made up of gaseous material, sun or moon, matter, fire is a matter. And Shri Krishna says, I am beyond the matter. I am the beyond the matter. I am the spirit. It enlivens every matter. Every matter, everything, all matters are dependent on something. I am the ultimate who makes the sun to illumine. Shashanka in Kathopanishad talks about Mrityur Dhavati Panchama. It talks about the sun. Sun is illumining out of the fear. Talks about sun rises according to out of fear, and wind blows out of fear. Wind blows out of fear, and water flows out of fear. Everything according to that one. Yama says, even I am like a pickle. He's devouring everything. I am like a pickle for his son. I am also scared of him. I can't kill anyone, take anyone's life. I, according to the rules laid by him, I act. I am not independent. Yama says, I don't have, we may pray to Yama not to kill. He says, I am not independent. I can't recklessly take away lives. I follow the rules laid by him. I am also scared of him. Shri Krishna says that behind everything, he is the one. That is Paramam Mama. Paramam Mama. Mama Ivamsho Jiva Loke.
Mama Ivamsho Jiva Loke.
Jiva Bhutas Sanatanaha.
Jiva Bhutas Sanatanaha.
Manashashtani Indriyani.
Manashashtani Indriyani.
Prakatisthani Karshati.
Prakatisthani Karshati.
Our senses, mind, and all the senses are get trapped by the Prakriti, the enchanting thing, so many things. Prakriti, the Mamai Vamsho, the soul, Jiva, the soul, there is a spark of divinity in everyone. That soul is there, but we are not experiencing that one because our mind has enveloped the spark of divinity in us. Jiva Bhuta, eternal soul, our Jiva, divine spark is there, but our mind, rebellious mind, through the senses and get trapped, draws the soul from one body to another. Shariram yadavapnoti.
Shariram yadavapnoti.
Yachapyuktra matishvaraha.
Yachapyuktra matishvaraha.
ಗೃಹೀತ್ವೈತಾನಿ ಸಂಯಾತಿ ವಾಯುರ್ಗಂಧಾನಿ ವಾಶಯಾತ್. ಹೌ ದೇರ್ takes the fragrance from the flower around. If you walk in a garden, you can smell the fragrance of the flower. So is this soul, supreme Bhagavan residing in the body. When he decides to leave, he takes our jiva along, and yadava yachcha pyutra mati ishvarah takes the mind along. Takes the mind along. Last week I said we are only changing the packaging, but our traits are the same. In the next life I am the same person, same habits. Habits have not changed, because in my life I never have done anything to enrich the mind. In the Patanjali Yoga Sutra starts with Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. Manage your mind. Otherwise, what you are here because of the mind. So old habits keep on coming. Try to invest time on your mind. Enrich your mind to get freed. Looking after the mind is the ultimate purpose of yoga. Shrotram chakshusparshanam cha. Rasanam granam eva cha. Adishtaya manaschayam. Vishayanupasevate. How the mind operates. Mind operates in Ajagara Gita also comes about. How the mind is hiding behind, gets the senses. Senses, it is making the senses to do. Like a prime minister makes the other ministers to operate, mind hiding behind makes the eyes to do, makes the hands to do, makes the legs to work, makes the mouth to talk, makes the ear to hear. Hiding ears, they are not by themselves. Mind not seen from outside, hiding behind, gets its work done, hiding behind, and gets the work done through the senses. Gets the work done through the shrotram, hearing, chakshu, eyes, touch, tongue, nose, adishtaya, mind, hiding behind, getting the things done. Things done. Everything. And wife says, you are the boss. And you do what I say. And like hiding behind is the wife, but husband is the representative. Gets the work done through that one. Mind is the hiding behind, gets the work done through the senses. We are not looking after. And Prashant says, I agree. And Utkramantam Sitam Vapi Bunjanava Gunanvitam Vimudananupashyanti Pashyanti Jnana Chakshushaha. Utkramantam and living. The soul departs, or in the body, it's how strange. Soul is still there. Soul is finer than, in Shvetashvatara Upanishad talks about, it's finer than the hair at the end of the horse's tail. It's very fine. If you cut that one into 10,000 fractions, that soul is finer than that one. Soul can easily come out of these pores in the body. But still, it's quite strange. It is still there. It is come out or staying here, or mind is enjoying gunanvitam through the senses. Vimudha, the one who doesn't have this intellect, doesn't understand this one. How the mind is getting the job done. And nanu pashyanti, one who has a knowledge understands the mind. Mind is the culprit. getting the job done, hiding behind the scene. Yatanto yoginaschainam.
Yatanto yoginaschainam.
Pashyantyatmanyavastitam.
Pashyantyatmanyavastitam.
Yatanto apya akritatmano.
Yatanto apya akritatmano.
Yatanto pi.
Yatanto pi.
Akritatmano.
Akritatmano.
Nainam pashyanti.
Nainam pashyanti.
Chetasaha.
Chetasaha.
Yatanto yoginaschainam pashyanti atma avastitam. One, the yogi, through the striving or constant striving, work in progress, yogi realizes that one. Mind, the ploy of the mind, getting the things done through the senses. Mind is the culprit, and yogi learns the art of managing the mind. Yatanto pi akritatmano. One who doesn't strive for managing the mind, pashyanti, nainam pashyanti chetasaha. One doesn't realize. Others, mind, working on the mind is a work in progress. Lot of work is required. Without people, we do not work on that one, never will discover this truth. Mind, to understand that one, yatanto, yatanta means yatata, always striving. Through striving, yogi realizes. Yadaditya gatan tejo. Jagat bhasayate kilam.
Jagat bhasayate akhilam.
Yachandramasi yachagno.
Yachandramasi yachagno.
Tattejo vidhimamakam.
Tattejo vidhimamakam.
That yogi, having realized mind is playing the game, so yogi starts thinking where the mind is getting, the mind is getting the nourishment from where. Mind, instead of getting nourishment from here, for others, they seek, the mind is seeking the nourishment through the senses. Yogi, having tried how to manage, yogi connects within. Mind should be under the sway of the intellect. Intellect should be connected within. The inside, it should get the nourishment from the light from within. That light is there in the sun. Yadaditya gatan tejo. That light illumines everything. That light I should seek. That light I should bask in that light. That light should show the path for me. May I lead a life, illumined life. May my path be illumined. My path be illumined, Sri Krishna says, not the Aditya outside light or street light. May the inner light show me the path. Yada yachagno tattejo vidhimamakam. When, instead of mind going out through the senses, turn within. Mind, turn within, go within. When the mind starts connecting to the higher possibility, urdhvamulamadashakam, that when it turns, attains within, that starts getting the light from within. That we call that person an illumined person. Illumined person means that person has turned outward going mind inward. That person starts getting the nourishment from within. Vidhimamakam. That is light. Connect to that light. That is the higher light. That we had done up to here. Gama vishyacha bhutani.
Gama vishyacha bhutani.
Dharayamyaha mojasa.
Dharayamyaha mojasa.
Ushnami chaushadi sarva.
Ushnami chaushadi sarva.
Somo bhutva rasatmakaha.
Somo bhutva rasatmakaha.
Gama vishyacha bhutani.
Gama vishyacha bhutani.
Dharayamyaha mojasa.
Dharayamyaha mojasa.
Ushnami chaushadi sarva.
Ushnami chaushadi sarva.
సోమో భూత్వరసాత్మకః.
సోమో భూత్వరసాత్మకః.
దట్ లైట్ వేర్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఐ ఎమ్ గామ్ ఆవిష్య. గామ్ మీన్స్ అర్త్. I entered into the earth, in the material world also I am there. I have entered into the gam, avishya cha bhutani, in every being I have entered, dharayamyaham ojasa, gives us the energy, the source of energy, the how we are getting the energy, Sri Krishna says, gam avishya, through the earth, earth in the body, earth material is there. In the Muladhara Chakra, enter into the earth element, I am giving the energy. Pushnami cha aushadi sarva, pushnami, nourishing, aushadi sarva, whatever medication, whatever we are taking, I am entering into the medicine also, and all the medicinal herbs. We take medicinal herbs, we grow in our kitchen cabinet, it's coriander or cinnamon, cardamom, everything comes from the mint, aushadi sarva, medicinal, Ayurvedic medicine, from the herbs. I have entered into the herbs also. That is, we are taking the medication, Vaidyo Narayana Harihi. When you are taking the medication, think that Narayana himself has entered into this medicine and entering into the body as a healer. As a healer. So, Sri Krishna says, behind all medication, I am there. It is not the medication given by the doctor. You think that medicine, Lord himself has entered into this herb and entering into Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha. The moonlight gives the, enriches the medicinal value in the herbs. I am entering into the moon and increases the potency, healing potency in the herbs. In the healing potency in the herbs, I am giving that one. Gama Vishyacha Bhutani, Gam Avishya. Gam also means the Swarga, heavenly region. I am there in the heavenly region. Gam means water. I am entering into the water. Gam means earth. I am in the earth element. Gam means doctors, they are doing the surgery with instruments. Instruments also called as gam. And gam means cow also. It's all giving. Gam means avishya. I am there. My presence is there everywhere. Dharaya, I am pouring down the healing power in everything and I am supporting the whole living beings. Repeat after this one. Gama Vishyacha Bhutani.
Gama Vishyacha Bhutani.
Dharayamyaha Mojasa.
Dharayamyaha Mojasa.
Pushnami Chaushadi Sarva.
Pushnami Chaushadi Sarva.
Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha.
Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha.
Vasudeva Sutam Devam.
Vasudeva Sutam Devam.
Kamsa Chanura Mardanam.
Kamsa Chanura Mardanam.
Devaki Paramanandam.
Devaki Paramanandam.
Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum.
Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum.